Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news. Welcome to another edition of Hometown Heroes on Family Life. I'm your host, Bill Price. Our guest this week, Bethany Seastrom from Bemis Point, New York. She's leading an online effort to adopt seniors on Facebook. I know a lot of communities are doing things to kind of reach out to their graduating class during this health crisis. The adoption effort here on social media, why was this effort launched, Bethany?
Well, we launched this effort to honor our kids who are missing out on the remainder of their school year and all those special things that go along with it. We just wanted to show them that we as a community support our seniors and they are not forgotten.
Was this your idea?
Well, I've seen some of these out there before. I'm actually involved in another group, but a friend of mine, Jennifer McPherson, she had reached out to me with some information on one that she had seen, and so she gave me that information, and we just ran with it. We said we need to do one for our kids as well.
Yeah, so it's been going for a couple weeks here, this adoption effort, and what's the response been like, Bethany?
This response has been so amazing. I think it's just been better than I could have ever imagined. As you know, we live in a very supportive community, and people just want to give back in any way they can, and the outpouring of love and support for our kids, it's just been incredible.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have a senior this year at Maple Grove?
I do. My middle daughter, Anna Claire, is graduating.
Yeah. So how is she doing with all of this?
Doing fairly well given the current situation. You know, it's not ideal, but she's making the best of it. And, you know, I think as for everything, there's good days and there's bad days.
Mm-hmm. It's got to be tough for kids to kind of forfeit their senior year. And as a parent of a senior, how are you handling all of this?
I think it's harder for most of the parents than it is on the children. You know, we know that their lockers are sitting the same way that they left them in March when they left the school for the last time. They have sports jerseys hanging, not being used, and prom dresses hanging. And I mean, it's harder for us, I think. You know, not only are the kids missing out on important milestones, but the parents are as well.
Yeah. For an extrovert like myself, this has been tough to do, to stay away from people. When this is all behind us, and it eventually will be behind us, what are some of the biggest lessons, I guess, we can take away from this?
Oh, you know, I think we're all very resilient, and we will bounce back. And I think it's made us better. We're adapting to our situations. You know, whether we like it or not, we just got to go through the motions. And when we're on the other side of this, you know, we'll all be better for it, I think.
Yeah. Don't take the small things for granted anymore. That's for sure.
Absolutely.
Not going to take a hug for granted anymore.
Oh, no. I can't. I'm a hugger, so I can't wait to get out there and just hug people.
Yeah. This has been tough for sure. So, well, Bethany Seastrom, it's a neat idea, a way to kind of connect with our seniors and include the community and love on them because, you know, it's all about the kids. And they're going to be okay because of this, but this definitely, no one saw this coming for sure. So
No. Well, thank you so much.
Yes,
you know, thanks for highlighting our kids.
Bethany Seastrom from Bemis Point, New York, this week's Hometown Hero. Join us next week as we search for your home, your town, your hero. It's Hometown Heroes on Family Life.